But this morning, we're going to talk about something completely different. We're going to talk about first-time travelers.
Right.
And Tracy Funnaberg has been here before with us. Hey, Trace, how are you? Nice to see you.
And you guys?
Good. I'm sorry that we woke you up so super early this morning.
I'm always up early. It's all good.
You look fresh and ready to answer all of our questions.
Thank you.
Okay, and you've also brought with you Peter Moache, who started off as a driver at TTS, now owns Moache Solutions, which provides a range of services to TTS as an enterprise development partner. So it's very nice to see you, and thank you for coming, Peter. Nice to meet you. So tell us a little bit about this journey of yours. It sounds very interesting. Yeah. Tell us, how did it start? You started off driving.
Yeah, I started with driving.
Just come close to the mic for us. There we go.
Yeah, I started with the driving.
Yeah.
I was a driver before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I become a CEO.
Of your own company. Your own company. So what does Moache Solutions do?
Enterprises. I can say change supply for 12 hours. Services. I supply them with, I supply 12 hours with drivers, kitchen ladies.
So you actually run that whole thing?
It does.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
That is impressive.
So, I mean, listen, a lot of people talk about how, you know, you there are opportunities in the economy and all the rest. I've actually seen this happen, Tracy, with you guys at Tervis. So you're always looking for talent, and then what, you help these people to start their own businesses? In the case of Peter?
Yeah, in the case of Peter, yes.
Tell me.
Peter's quite a special case, though, because he's had a lot of his brothers that actually also worked for Tervis Travel Services for many years, I think for something like 30-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And with Peter, obviously, enterprise development is a big deal when it comes to corporate,
right?
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
But
to
a lot
help
of companies just a lot of companies just talk about it.
Just talk about it. Correct. We actually believe in helping people that have the talent, that have the capacity and the determination to succeed, right? And hence Peter's one of those stories. So yes. So essentially, he does still supply us with our drivers. We've bought him his own fleet.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How many cars are we at here, Peter?
I've got 7 cars.
Jesus, that's very impressive.
That is impressive.
So, what is the first time traveler initiative, Tracy?
So, I mean, I'm quite a spoilt brat, actually, because I get to travel all the time. So, essentially, what we want to do, and Peter was also one of those, that I took them on a trip, sent them down to Cape Town with a few other guys. And I guess for me it was, okay, Pete, you've got to go to Cape Town. You're going to do some work in our Cape Town office.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your flight ticket. You're staying at Harbour Bridge and then you're flying back. And I didn't realize that he'd never actually been on a plane, right, Pete?
Mm. Right, so that was your first time ever on a plane?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And your first time staying in a hotel?
No, it's not the first time staying in a hotel,
But definitely your first flight.
And you haven't been to Cape Town. Huh. So it was the first time he'd been to Cape Town, right? So
nice.
So that was quite interesting.
Well, I mean, I often think that, you know, those of us who, you say you're a spoiled brat, but I get to travel a lot too. You've traveled a bit, Jack.
Yeah.
But there are lots of South Africans who've never been anywhere outside 100%. Of their hometown. They maybe traveled far by car. But never by plane. Maybe they haven't stayed in a hotel, any of that stuff. So, I mean, for many people, this could be the most exciting thing ever. You see those heartbreaking videos sometimes of like someone whose first experience of the beach.
Yeah.
If they've lived inland their whole life.
Their entire lives,
They've never seen the beach before. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty damn wild.
Yeah, so essentially that's what it is. And we want to open that or offer that opportunity to a few staff within our business as well. So sort of do another initiative and then to open it up to other corporates and say, guys, you know, if you've got staff within your business, the tea lady, the receptionist, whoever it might be, that you actually send them on a trip. And it doesn't have to be a hugely expensive trip.
You know? I know that we were talking last year about sending Jane Malachi. She's not here this week because back home in Limpopo this week. But, I mean, I think she would be a good candidate.
She would be amazing.
Don't you think,
like,
Jack?
I can only imagine the type of videos she'd record for social media. She is a ball. A major ball.
And she makes a noise on social media. So
yes,
I think
she'd
enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Peter, what was that first flight like? Did you enjoy it? Tell us about it.
I was Yes, I don't like flying, but
were you a bit scared and nervous?
Yeah, I was so scared, but once I'm inside the plane, I was like, no.
You realize these guys know what they're doing.
Is that the only flight you've been on so far? Or have you taken more?
No, it's the second twice.
Oh, twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets easier every time.
For now, I can travel anyway.
Ah. Okay, so I'm a bit of a car fanatic. So you said there's 7 cars in your fleet.
Yeah.
Yes. The models, I need to know. Which models are they?
The cars.
Yeah.
It's Toyota, Etios.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 of them. It's 3 of them. And then Nissan LP200 is 3.
Okay.
And then 1 Quantum.
All right. You are in South Africa. You can't.
Quantum.
So you technically.
I can just say Quantum. But the expensive Quantum.
But that's excellent. So technically, you're also now a taxi owner.
Yeah.
No. That one you can take it to. You can't take that one to the
can't call that one a taxi. No.
Oh, yeah, it's too smart.
Even too smart. That you stop that one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So, how can companies get hold of you guys, Tracy, if they want to participate in this first time traveler initiative?
Look, I think
and what are the advantages here for them?
Well, the advantages is just that they're actually doing something good for their staff, and I think that's vital. You know, it's not always about us and the profits and that. It's giving back, and it's a small thing that you're actually giving back to somebody. Mm. So honestly, that's what's in it for you. You can get hold of me. I'm going to give you my email address, which maybe I'll leave with you guys.
Sure. So no, we'll put it in the show notes.
You'll put it in the show, and then they can reach out to me. Obviously, I'll put the package together. We'll probably fly Lyft. We'll stay at Harbour Bridge. We'll get them a car. I'll put an entire itinerary together.
I mean, this is cool because you obviously know people, so you can arrange special deals. That's where the real benefit is for anyone who's thinking about doing this. And also, if you've had someone work at your company for, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years, you're trying to reward them, this might be the best thing you could do for them.
100%.
Yeah, well, I don't know if people still get like a gift after 10 years of loyal service.
I think they do. Like, don't people get gold watches when they retire, something like that?
I don't know.
When
your grandfather was around, maybe. I have not heard anybody get
gifts. Because, weirdly enough, neither one of my parents got gifts or anything like that when they retired. It was something, well, it wasn't from the company, but it was from colleagues when they'd come together and put stuff together and say, hey, you know, happy retirement or something like that. But nothing from the company itself. So I think this initiative is
no, this is way better. All right,
so much better.
It's called First Time Traveler, and we're going to give you the details if you want to send someone from your business along on this, really change their life because it opens your world up.
It really does.
Right, Peter?
Yeah.
Makes it exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now he's busy running a whole fleet of cars.
Can you imagine?
He's got his own business. I love it. Mm-hmm. No, this is great news. This is very, very good. Mwahi Solutions is Peter's business. And do they work just for TTS, Tracy, or does he do other stuff as well?
No, it's only TTS.
You do lots of other work?
Yeah.
So not just TTS?
No, just TTS.
Oh, it is just TTS. Okay. Well, I mean, there's enough business there to keep you busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, all right. This is very, very good. By the way, Tracy, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you because I came to your office for a meeting yesterday.
Mm.
You made me a very decent coffee. I could not sleep at all last night.
But that was so early. Come on.
Hour and a half of sleep. I don't know what the hell happened.
It's not my fault.
I was lying there like this. I thought there must have been something else in that
cup. How great was this coffee?
Yes.
Oh, it was a great cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do things badly.
So that means we need to pull our socks up over here because like –
Yeah,
listen. You know what I mean? Coffee. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know
what was in there, but if I worked in your office, I'd never sleep ever again.
Yeah.
I'd be a zombie.
Yeah, I mean, it says you guys are so busy that you have to give people high amounts of caffeine in their coffee just so they can keep up with their daily requirements.
We switch it to beers later.
Oh my word.
Gareth,
I think
the truth
I need to cross the floor and go to TTS.
Sorry,
you know what I mean?
I didn't do that.
No, listen, it's just a bit of feedback. We like honest feedback here.
Okay.
All right, so if you want to get involved in the First Time Traveler Initiative, you can do that. We'll give you Tracy's details and you can get hold of her. And then who knows? You could change someone's life forever. You could make someone feel really special, really valued. Mm-hmm. Just like Peter over here, Peter Moache. Mm-hmm. Very nice to meet you, Peter. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Gareth.
I mean, I've met you before, but it's nice to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you,
and Tracy, we'll see you again soon.
Sure.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
If you want to know more, you can also head along to travel.co.za to make your dream holiday a reality. Thank you very much. That is the window seat for this morning with travel.co.za. We'll have a whole lot more of that in the next couple of weeks.